is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information is on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the worldwide broadcast at Genesis. And there is a meetup. On Monday, meetup coming up on Monday, we're going to learn about raising quail for food and quail eggs. What's involved in raising quail? What do you need? How fast do they grow? How long does it take to for them to mature? And how you can use them for meat? Today, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, I want to share just very briefly before we start. I received an email yesterday, and I was criticized because of what I said about Barack Obama putting his feet up on our furniture. And I just want to make sure that it's absolutely crystal clear. I'm not picking on Barack Obama for putting his feet up on the furniture. I'm picking on everybody who puts his or her feet on anybody's furniture. Rick, I can tell you with absolute certainty that you've been to the farm. You have never put your feet up on our furniture. You haven't put your foot up even on a chair, let alone on a kitchen table, a dining room table, a desk. It's just something.
Well, your mother'd be right on me if I ever did. Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is that it's just unacceptable for a person to put his feet up on another person's furniture. Now, if you have a desk and you decide that you don't mind it being scratched up and you don't care about your own stuff, well, that's up to you. But I would not appreciate someone being in my automobile and putting his feet up on my dashboard. I wouldn't appreciate it. I wouldn't like
this
metaphor.
You know, this is all, though, it's metaphor, because, in fact, it's not about what he's doing. It's about what he's not doing. And, you know, he has broken the primary campaign promise that he made to the American public. We have it on film, where he said before the end of his terms that there would be GMO labeling on everything. He said that.
Yeah, he said we'd bring the men and women home. We would reduce the war. He's now looking at a first strike, an unprovoked strike against Syria. So, yes, there have been some dead bodies that have been discovered, and yes, it's believed that they have been gassed. No, there is no proof of exactly who might be responsible for it, but he wants to go in. He wants to go in and kill more people. How is killing more people going to help?
It's not really about going in and killing more people. It's about pulling the United States out of financial ruin. There's every time we've had a serious problem with our financial structuring, we have a war. The wars are what make the finances stronger. That's why they have war. And the thing isn't, I don't understand how we're going to be able to do this when more than 75% of the population in the United States is against it. How can they do that? And watch what they do. Watch how they do it anyway.
Rick, the latest numbers that I saw were even greater than 75%. I'm not challenging.
Well, I'm trying to be conservative. Suggesting that Congress is a bunch of dupes and or something else is going on that is not being disclosed to the public, which is most likely the thing. And I would think that in light of Fukushima and some of the other things that we're discussing, it's time for honesty.
You bet. You bet, Rick. The number that I've seen, I saw a Drudge Report poll, and 9% of those responding to this poll, and there were over 500,000. So the sample is significant enough to be accurate.
Sure.
9% said, "Yeah, let's go attack Syria." 9%. So 91% of us get it. 91% of us understand that Syria didn't do anything to us. That we should stay out of foreign entanglements. And yes, it was terrible that...
I'm not suggesting isolationism, but really, the purpose of war is primarily, it's a new thing. There's evidence to indicate that wars didn't exist in our distant past, that it's a recent thing having to do with capitalism and our financial structuring of money. And really, I'm very concerned because I don't want to be a police force. That is not what I'm about. What I want to do is live a very simple, full life without having to mind others. It's not my right.
Rick, we are in total agreement. All of us at USAPrepares.com, and I'm sure all of the class feels, you know what, we just want to live in peace. There's no reason not to have peace. And, you know, I have a neighbor.
Was an extinction event, why go to war? That's crazy.
Rick, I have a copy of the Iron Mountain Report written in 1967. And let me just share with you a few of the highlights. This is a report that talks about the way it's going to be and why we are doing what we're doing. And these are just some of the notes that I've written, about a page and a half of notes that I just took as I very quickly read the Iron Mountain Report. Lasting peace is not in the intent, is not the intent of societies able to achieve it. That's absolutely true. War is necessary to stay in power. Exercises of the military are required to prevent atrophy. War creates artificial demand. War increases gross domestic product. War is viewed as a positive by Wall Street. Authority of a nation state over its people resides in its war powers. Police at this point begin dealing with internal enemies. Poverty is a provider of menials, and menials are the people who do the menial labor. The selective service system keeps juvenile delinquents under control. The armed forces of every nation provides a state-supported haven for the unemployable. And cultural upgrading of the poor is accomplished via the military. Those are just some of the notes that I took regarding the Iron Mountain Report. I believe all of those are true. Your thoughts, Rick?
Well, you know, there is. It's read it and weep. It has been said many times, many ways. And I personally cannot ascribe to Afghanistan and Iraq for being responsible for 9/11. I just don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it either. And Rick, while we're on the same line of discussion about putting feet on the furniture of others' property, and
it's all a metaphor. That's why that's what we're talking about here.
Let me tell you how I reacted. And this one person who sent me this email, I think he really meant well. And he felt that I was just picking on one person. No, I'm not. And I want to share with this, with the class, my reaction to this. Now, back in the 1990s, I offered to teach high school students one half a day every other day at my computer manufacturing factory in Virginia. And what I said was, I will give up one half of my day every other day, and I will teach advanced computer technology to volunteers. I will volunteer my time, no compensation, if they will volunteer their time, if they are interested in learning advanced computer technologies. And so I had about, at one time, maybe 30, 40, 50, 60 students come to the factory. And they would arrive in their own vehicles, and it would be just in the early afternoon they would show up. And they would either carpool or drive their own vehicles, and they'd show up. And one of them was a smoker. And he would get out of his vehicle, he would take that last drag on a cigarette, drop the cigarette on the driveway, crush it out with his foot, and then walk into the factory. And I watched him do this many times. And one day, I just had it with him, because I had to pick up his cigarette butts, because I didn't like cigarette butts being in the driveway of our factory, because one cigarette butt begets many. So, Rick, here's what I did. He walked in, I gave everybody a smile, said, glad you're all here, and I picked up my trash can in the factory. And I didn't say, I'll be right back. I just left with this trash can. And all the students went to the door and looked, like, where's he going with the trash can? They saw me empty my trash can in this guy's car.
That's a little extreme.
Well, I really did, Rick. I really did. Now, it didn't have syrup and gooey stuff. I mean, it was paper and things like that that could be cleaned up. But I emptied the trash can in this guy's car, came back with the empty trash can, and started class. And I was like, whoa. I guess he doesn't like those cigarette butts.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So to answer Mark Jones, he sent me an email that says, where was your outrage when George W. Bush had both feet on the White House desk? And then you say our desk. Where was it? Well, I was not on the air at that time. But had I been on the air, I would have said the same thing that I said about Obama. And then you say your lack of criticism of Bush, yet criticism of Obama smacks of hypocrisy. This is a great country. Don't keep bringing it down to build up your agenda. Mark Jones, let me share this with you. Politicians have destroyed Detroit. The automobile envy of the world. They have destroyed it. Baltimore is next. Washington, D.C. is a cesspool. Politicians are corrupt. Our country is falling down. Our country is bankrupt. We cannot pay our bills without borrowing. And borrowing means the insidious theft of our resources, of our wealth, through inflation. So
you know,
I just want to tell you.
We should add obesity in there as a metaphor.
There you go. There you go. So what I'm saying, Mark Jones, is I am not picking on any specific politician. I think they are all two sides of the same coin. Okay? That's what I'm saying. And just an example of their arrogance is put it just a simple example of how arrogant they are at the highest level. Is putting their feet up on our furniture. That's just as Dr. Richard Allen Miller said, it's a metaphor. It shows their arrogance.
I don't have any direction other than what my great-grandfather said, and it was real clear. He said, we are no longer at war in the physical world, that if we wish to change this world, we must first change ourselves, and so the world changes with us. And, you know, that's basically a concept of, you know, minding your own home.
Yeah. Rick, you know, we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Fukushima. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but this dead horse is killing us, literally killing us. Rick, now, I mentioned earlier this week that I was on the phone with a family friend, a dear family friend. His wife has thyroid cancer. You mentioned that 40% of the children in Japan
have it's unbelievable. Yeah,
thyroid cancer. Yeah, so. Rick.
Too early to see it, too, and we're already seeing it, which suggests something much worse.
The point I'm trying to make is, Rick, the food, the ocean has been polluted beyond repair in our lifetime, and our children's lifetime, and our grandchildren's lifetime, with radioactivity. The sea life has been consuming the radioactive waste of Fukushima. There is no way to contain it at this point. They would have if they could have. The machinery has not yet been invented that can take the radiation and still operate. There's no remote control machinery that we have right now that I know of that can go in there and start digging and covering up and burying and keeping the...
It's the cesium-137 that has a half-life of, well, it'll be probably 300 years before that particular is water-soluble. It will probably be enough that it's cleaned up. Actually, at a different part of the hour, I do have some advice on what to do to at least protect yourself, you know, with seafood, water, dairy products, produce, and meat. I've got some one-liners that I can give later in, as it's appropriate, on how to protect yourself, you know, in your own home, in your own universe. Good luck with, I wouldn't buy anything processed anymore. I would start buying all of your produce as much as you can from local growers while it's still available. As we go into winter, it's going to get more import, and as that occurs, that's why we used to can and put up.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, we come back after the top of the hour. Why don't we go through the list of recommendations that you have
sure.
for dealing
yeah,
with
good.
The...
Yeah, we'll have a nice little block of time right there in the first part. You bet.
Yeah, let's do that. Rick, you have with you Dr. Lenny Time, a chemist,
yes.
right?
Yes. Lenny is an old friend from Ashland that is now caravanning up and down the coast visiting people. He was in that movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? He is a chemist that basically sets up laboratories for mining up in Montana, things like that. Right now, he's writing a book or helping edit a book on Bob Marshall. Bob Marshall was that idiot savant that worked for Buckminster Fuller. And Iona and I, my ex-wife and I, were hired to translate that information that later led to the geodesic dome and the vector equilibrium matrix. And that was mostly all came from Bob Marshall. And what Lenny is doing is taking a bunch of writings of his and somehow organizing them into a book called The Marshall Papers, which will be part of the Buckminster Fuller Museum out of San Francisco. Here's Dr. Lenny Time.
Hey, Vincent. I actually got a PhD from Oregon State University, which I took in 87 in bioinorganic chemistry. And my game has been to follow the metals throughout the environment. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm listening.
Okay. And so what I've been doing is looking very carefully at the natural resource base that we have in the country and looking for ways that we can interact with the natural resource base different from the extractive protocols that we use now. We have to do something drastically to change mining and fracking and a lot of these things that are putting too much pressure on the environmental ecosphere. So basically, I'm looking into some new technologies and I'm looking into some old technologies, but I'm looking at the water. Water is such a different thing than we know, than what we think we know, and the water is the key to all life. So by concentrating on the water, I think that we can change our focus and really work from a plan of abundance rather than this current deprivation that we seem to want to put ourselves in.
Dr. Time, I have a question for you. I was on the phone with our son, who is a college student, and he is studying pre-veterinarian medicine at college, and he was telling me that his professors have told him that by the year 2050, we will not have enough water to sustain traditional farming as we do, meaning I live on a cattle farm where we raise black Angus beef, and he was saying that that is not sustainable because we do not have enough water to raise the animals to feed beef to as many people as we do right now, because we will have 9 billion people on the planet by the year 2050. So water is a serious concern and a limiter of the number of people on the planet. Are you in agreement with that?
I would not be 100% in agreement with that. Water is a limiter, but all the water that has ever been on the planet is still on the planet. We have a mm-hmm. fixed supply, and it's just the form that it comes in.
Okay. Well, so do you have what are your concerns?
My concern is that we've been using the rivers as sewage systems, and that a lot of our water gets bound to particulate and tied up in forms that's not particularly good. But if we can keep our water clean and have clean air, clean water, clean food, I don't know anybody who's against those things, but it sure seems that the society is running in a diabetic coma in the other direction, too much high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you have no argument from any of us here at USA Prepares about that. So what do we do in order to make sure that we do have enough water to survive?
Well, one of the things now that has recently come out is a book called The Fourth Phase of Water by mm-hmm. Dr. Jerry Pollack from the University of Washington. And he talks about an exclusion zone that builds on surfaces of water where the water excludes everything except water and sort of has different chemistry than the bulk of water. If we can go through and purify the water that we have, which is rather easily done through evaporation or distillation, and just stop the process of believing that the solution to pollution is dilution, all we have to do is change our behaviors, start changing how we use water and not use it as a cesspool. It's just like we don't want cigarette butts in our parking lot. We don't want industrial waste or human feces in our water anymore. There's got to be better ways of taking what we waste and turning it into something useful instead of just tossing it in the water system.
Yeah, just like those signs at the swimming pools that say, please don't pee in a pool. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So is this something that we do on our own, where through education we say, you know what, it really is a dumb idea to just drive my vehicle on the back lawn, open up the oil or the crankcase drain plug and just drain my oil in my backyard and then cover it up. I'm polluting the ground and the water. Is it done by education? Is it done by mandate? Is it done by threat of incarceration? How do we do it?
Well, we can't do it by threat of incarceration because the corporations are corporate people who can't be put behind physical bars unless we hold the corporate leaders responsible for their actions. But it's a real monsanity that we have in the world now where the legal system forces us to accept whatever the corporate dictates are. The first thing we can do is always drink clean water and good water. Stop buying your water from Nestle's and just use filters. And don't put anything in your body you wouldn't want to have in it. And take the stand that the Earth's body is our body, because as above, so below. And it's about people changing their own behavior. We're not going to change corporations, but if we tell them that it's unacceptable how they behave and don't buy their products, then maybe they'll start listening. But this fracking, the fracking is ruining the underwater aquifers by pushing shale oil into the waters and making them polluted. That's a certain way to make sure we won't have enough water for future generations.
Let's take a minute and talk about exactly what fracking is, F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. For those new to the class, Dr. Tom,
fracking,
what is fracking?
Fracking is the process of using high-pressure water through rock to push oil that was contained in the rock out in a form where the oil floats on the water and can be collected off. But it's only collected off in bulk, and the rest of the oil that's not collected off just pollutes the water system, and oil is forced deeper and deeper into the earth, into natural aquifers that wouldn't otherwise have oil or anything else in them.
Mm-hmm. And as I remember what's happening to Florida right now, this is kind of an example of another kind of problem. We have been pulling water, fresh water, out of Florida for decades. And as we pull out this water to water lawns and for consumption purposes, that void of the water that was there, that's no longer there, is being replaced with salt water from the pressure of the surrounding oceans and Gulf against Florida. So we are contaminating our own drinking supply by wasting water. So in addition to the fracking, we're contaminating our water by pulling it out of the ground. And it's not being replaced with fresh water in Florida as much as it's being replaced with salt water. So just one more problem. So are you advocating the reduction in consumption by not wasting in addition to good practices?
Absolutely. I think that if we look at how we do things, being a minimalist, I like mm-hmm. to use what I need but mm-hmm. not need things that I don't need. I look at things sort of on a molecular basis, being a good chemist, and a lot of what our problems are in the society seem to be based on things that violate chemistry principles in the subset. So, I mean, if we look at things, you can see that part of what has happened now in California with the trees, if you look at the trees, you can see that the tops of the trees are yellowing and that they're thinning out considerably. And it's a combination of the UV radiation coming in and also the lack of the ability of the trees to pull water all the way up to the very tips of where they need to go to keep the tree healthy. And this is new in the past couple years. This hasn't been happening traditionally, because if it had at any other time, all the trees would be dead. But it's just a mechanism where the water is tied up in other things. I think there's more water than anything else on Earth, and if you start counting individual molecules, 99% of all individual molecules are water. Now, that's not atoms. Atoms make molecules. But the molecules themselves, you look at biochemistry and proteins and enzymes in the body, and they carry as much water weight with them as they have physical weight of the protein. And if Dr. Pollack is correct, they carry a lot more water weight with them than even we chemists had believed before.
Dr. Time, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into commercial break. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. With a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House, has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Dr. Lenny Time are on the broadcast classroom with us. And Dr. Time, you mentioned in California the trees are yellowing at the tops due to the additional or the extreme ultraviolet light. Now, we have reported on this broadcast that this summer we have had the worst crop of tomatoes that we really have had in a very, very long time. And when I was at one of our meetups, which is a Monday, every Monday event we have, I ask the 110 people who show up at this restaurant who are with us, you know, over and over and over again for these seminars that we have on survival and preparedness. I ask them, how many gardens had poor yield this year? How many really had trouble growing tomatoes? And everybody except Len Pence, one of our instructors, said their gardens were nowhere near what they should have been. Exactly what you're talking about. And we had a terrible crop of tomatoes this year. So what I'm saying is I am absolutely in agreement with you, and I have seen and reported the same thing on this program, that last year we have seen the tops of trees yellowing, and they were dying. They were literally dying, and the evidence was at the tops of the trees right here in Missouri last year. So, and then I've been reporting over the last couple of weeks that the rays, I've been reporting it as the rays of the sun. The sunlight is so strong right now that when we go outside, it drills through our skin and we can't take more than 5 minutes of it at a time. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. There is cosmic CMEs that come out of the sun that blast off energy. And then there's ultraviolet that comes normally, and the ultraviolet is coming in at an excessive rate.
I can add something, too, just to keep this smooth. Grace Thorne had one of her students ask how CMEs would affect plants. And it depends on which radiation frequency band that it's in. And what Lenny's talking about is gamma rays, and that kills everything. Here's Lenny back.
Hello. Okay. I actually have a YouTube video that I put out when Fukushima happened. And other than mistaking fusion and fission in a misspeak, it's pretty good for explaining radiation to all the folks.
How do we get to that YouTube video? What do we search on? Because I'll put it on our website.
Search my name, Lenny Time and Radiation.
Okay.
And it should pop up. I've also been in the Chemtrails movie, so people might get that. And my blog is at Blogger under the name Out, H-O-W-D-T, .blogspot.com. And I can follow up on this conversation on the blog.
Great. If you could send me a link to that after the broadcast, Rick has my email address, and let's do that, and we'll link to it, and we'll make sure everybody can get to it very, very easily.
Okay.
When you talked about what are they spraying in the air, what are they spraying in the air?
Basically, we know they are spraying aluminum, barium, and strontium in the air, and then there are other things that we think they are spraying, like nanoparticles and perhaps even colloidal gold. And the reason that they claim to be spraying is called geoengineering. And as we discover what geoengineering actually is, it seems to be a big program to pollute the atmosphere. So it really needs to be stopped. And I'll just leave it at that.
Let me ask you this. Aluminum is absolutely toxic. It causes the decay of the brain. And we know that because a lot of the baby boomers' parents made spaghetti sauce in club aluminumware, and they simmered spaghetti sauce, which is acidic, in this aluminum pot. And the aluminum was dissolved in the spaghetti sauce, and it's affected all of our brains. Barium, let's talk about how dangerous that is. Strontium. And also the nanoparticles, nanogold, that's something that's brand new to us. Dr. Time, let's talk about that when we come back. And then also let's talk with Rick about what do we do about Fukushima. How do we protect ourselves? I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We're going to be back after the top of the hour news and commercials with Dr. Lenny Time and Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.